I want to remind your listeners that the last time that Zambia recorded cholera was in 2018, leading to Zambia, through Hagainde, being honored global champion in the fight against cholera in 2022. Unfortunately, for Hagainde Hichilema, the moment he received that global recognition, he thought he had arrived, and they ignored a program that was initiated by the Edgar Chakwa Lungu government. Zambia, in 2019, adopted the multi-sectoral cholera elimination plan, which had strategies to ensure that by 2025, Zambia would not run the risk of having incidences of cholera. That plan was unfortunately abandoned by Hagainde Hichilema, and this is what has led to this devastating cholera incidents that we're facing.
I was reading an article the other day where President Hichilema is offering permanent jobs to dedicated cholera nurses.
That is how presidents who govern by the whims operate. Presidents who ignore the laid down rules, regulations, and procedures. The president has no role whatsoever in the employment of civil servants. The regulations of the civil service of Zambia are that you cannot employ a person who is above 45 years unless if that person is going to get a contract, but not on a permanent and pensionable condition. Now, this shows you that President Hagainde is running this country without following the laws of the country. We know of many people who have been volunteering in the health sector who have not had the opportunity to be visited by the president. And now they are questioning, when will they be given those permanent jobs?
I think the president said because of their dedication.
And that's the point I'm making. Those are not the only two people who are dedicated. There are many, many, many volunteers who have been offering themselves.
I thought that was his way of expressing his thanks for their commitment.
Yes, he could be expressing his thanks, but it's only to those two who happened to have been at the place where he was. What about the others in other places? When is he going to show gratitude to them? It is good for those two individuals, but it is terrible for the country.
What do you say to at least from the government side that you in the opposition probably are trying to politicize a pandemic?
How can we possibly be accused of politicizing deaths of our relatives? These are human beings we're talking about. Of what use are political parties if they will not mourn the passing of the citizens? What politicizing is it when we actually offered to go and clean and we were denied the opportunity to clean the city? All we're doing is to remind the people that we are being governed by a group of people who have no interest in the welfare of the citizens.